You're with SBS Radio.
Tatlong tao ang inaresto dahil sa dimanong balak na terorismo kasunod ng paglusob sa kahabaan ng kanlurang Sydney. Ang pag-aresto ay kasunod ng 12 buwang investigasyon na tumarget sa isang grupo ng mga taong sinasabi ng pulisya ay sumusuporta sa organisasyong terorista, ang Islamic State. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang ulat ni Amy Hall. Tatlong taong inakusahan ng pagiging taga-suporta ng Islamic State ang inaresto dahil sa dimanong balak na terorismo kasunod ng madaling araw na paglusob sa kanlurang Sydney. Nagsagawa ng paglusob ang New South Wales Joint Counter-Terrorism Team noong 2 Hulyo bilang bahagi ng 12 buwang investigasyon na pinamahalaan ng Australian Federal Police. Ayon kay Assistant Commissioner Ian McCartney ng AFP, nag-focus ang investigasyon sa 2 lalaki na inakusahan ng pagbabalak ng pag-ataking terorista at pagiging miyembro ng isang teroristang organisasyon.
The man indicated a range of potential targets. These include the following: police stations, defense establishments, embassies and consulates, courts and churches.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong McCartney na ang lalaki ay binantayan nila nitong nakaraang 12 buwan buhat ng ito ay bumalik sa Australia mula Lebanon at kilala na ng mga otoridad. Ayon na din sa kanya na sa kabila ng haba ng investigasyon, walang panganib para sa mga Australiano.
I need to stress the priority of the work of the JCTT was to prevent this attack actually occurring. And we're satisfied up until this morning when the arrest was made that this man had not moved to finalize his plans in relation to this terrorist act.
Sinabi din ni Ginoong McCartney na kasama sa ibang inaresto ay isang 23 taong lalaki na sinamahan din ng kasong pagiging miyembro ng isang teroristang organization at isa pang 30 taong lalaki na haharap sa hablang panloloko. Ayon naman kay Commander Nick Willing ng New South Wales Police Counter-Terrorism and Social Tactics, ang mga lalaki ay pawang magkakaibigan.
These men knew each other via social media and being online, sharing a like-minded philosophy, as Ian indicated. And that philosophy drove them to come together and to form a relationship that we are alleging underpin some of the charges that they're facing today.
Sinabi din ni Assistant Commissioner McCartney na ang operasyon ay 16 na pinakamalaking hakbang ng mga otoridad buhat ng matuklasan ang level ng banta noong 2014.
I think today actions highlight two key issues. There are still those people in the community who wish to do us harm, who wish to do the community of Australia harm. I want to say they don't represent the Islamic faith. Their actions are criminal and they represent hatred and terror. Secondly, I think the actions taken today highlight the excellent and very productive relationship we have with New South Wales Police, New South Wales Crime Commission, and ASIO, in keeping New South Wales and importantly keeping Australia safe.
Pinuri naman ni Ministro Peter Dotton ng Home Affairs ang pagsisikap ng mga ahensya sa pagpapatupad ng batas.
The collaboration and partnership between our law enforcement agencies is an important reason why we brought together the Department of Home Affairs.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong Dotton na itinaas ng operasyon ang pangangailangan ng isang pansamantalang exclusion order bill na sinimulan ng gobyernong isusog sa parlamento noong 4 Hulyo.
This threat has not diminished, it's not going away, and it remains current, particularly when we've got Australians overseas in a theater of war, being trained by ISIL or being inspired otherwise online, and we want to deal with those people as best we can. The United Kingdom has had a system operating in relation to temporary exclusion orders, which allows the minister in the UK, as we would propose here, to exclude citizens for a period of up to 2 years. And it would be us building on the tools we have already to deal with people who we think pose a serious threat to Australians.
Sinabi din niya na kailangan ng gobyerno ng dagdag na kapangyarihan upang panatilihin itong ligtas ang mga Australiano.
It allows us more time to manage individuals. Now, as we know, when some people come back, it is very difficult to gather the evidence that would be admissible in a court of law in Australia to convict that person beyond reasonable doubt. And so we need just to make sure that we've got every tool available to us to keep Australians safe, and people coming back from the Middle East who have either been members of Islamic State or have been trained in the art of terrorism otherwise, they pose a very significant threat.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.
sbs.com.au